Misachtanis Parak Beis Mishle Gimel until Parak Beis Mishle Vov. The focus of this perek is mainly the last seven fasts which the community would fast when it hasn't yet rained, and the procedure which would take place was that they would take out the Aron into the town square with the Sefer Torah. They would place ashes on the Aron HaKodesh as well as on the heads of everybody, and then they would daven the regular Shmona Esrei. And when it comes to the Chazan, who would repeat Shmona Esrei, he would add in six brachas in between the bracha of Goel Yisrael and the bracha of Rafa'inu. He would add in six brachas, and this is the focus of this mission of Elohein. The following are those six added brachas. Firstly, Zichronos. The bracha of Zichronos, which is said on Rosh Hashanah during Musaf, and it includes many psukim about Hashem remembering us, and Hashem remembering everything, every deed and every need. That is the opening bracha on a fast day as well, in order to plead to Hashem to remember us. The Shofaris, and also the bracha of Shofaris, which is also said during Musaf of Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. And since the Shofar is blown on the fast day, the truth is actually blown in between each of these added brachas. And so we say the Shofaris bracha, which also brings lots of pasukim about the Shofar, in order to sort of plead towards Hashem that he hear the cry of the Shofar, the blowing of the Shofar, and answer us. Thirdly, he would say the Tehillim, which begins El Hashem Batzarosali Karosi Ve'anini. To Hashem, in my distress, I called out and he answered me. Fourthly, Esra'ina Elohim, the perek of the Tehillim which begins with Esra'ina Elohim, I lift my eyes up towards the mountains. Mimamakim Krasicha Hashem, the fifth bracha is the Tehillim which begins by saying that from the depths I have called out to you, Hashem. And finally, the sixth one is the Tehillim which begins Tefillah La'oni Ki Ya'atof, a prayer of a poor man when he faints. So all of these brachas are really to daven to Hashem to answer our tefillahs. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Tzorich Lema Zichronos V'Shofaris. There's no need to say the two first brachas of Zichronos and Shofaris. Those are only said on Rosh Hashanah. They are specially made for Rosh Hashanah Musaf, and not for fast days. Rather, he would say instead of them, parts of Tanakh which are more related to famine. So firstly, the tefillah which Shlomo HaMelech recited when he built the first Beis HaMikdash. So the Pesukim relate a relatively long tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech, where he davened that in the future, when the Jewish people have a very difficult situation, so they'll come to the Beis HaMikdash, and they will daven to Hashem, and he davened that whenever in the future Klal Yisrael are in a distressing situation, for example, Rav Kiyah Ba'aretz, if there'll be a famine in the land, Dever Kiyah Ba'aretz, if there'll be a plague in the land, when they cry out to you, Hashem, please answer them. And the second bracha, which they would do instead of Shofaris, would be the part of Tanakh in Yirmiyahu, which describes Asher Hayod V'Hashem al Yirmiyahu, the words of Hashem to Yirmiyahu, al Divei HaBatzoros, regarding the droughts. There was a drought in the time, and they davened to Hashem, so these are the pesukim which we would say as the second added bracha. Alright, and V'Omer Chosmehen, they would say the endings of the bracha, of all of the brachas. And the Mishnah does not bring the entire endings of each of the brachas, but after all of the pesukim which they would recite, they would say a few lines of a tefillah, of a prayer to Hashem, and then after that, they would say what the following Mishnah will tell us. There was a similar ending for each bracha, and so that is the focus of the next Mishnah. But even before what the next Mishnah will tell us, there were added parts, added tefillahs as well, which the Mishnah does not actually bring.